6'5". I think he got the number switch. I think it's like 5'6", but I'll take 6'5". So 5'6", 5'7". You know, we'll see. What about that icebreaker? That was like the craziest icebreaker. Make some noise for the singers we got in here tonight, guys. Come on. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's so good to see all of you guys here. My name is John Stiltner. I'm a senior studying engineering technology and management. And this is my 180 story. So growing up, I was taught that to be a Stiltner meant to be honest, to have integrity, and to help people when they're in need. If you started something, you would never quit, and you gave everything in your power to make sure that things got done the right way. These things were ingrained into my mind from a young age, and they were always demonstrated by people around me. The bar was set super high for me. From a young age, my parents wanted to make sure that I set myself up for success in the best way possible in every area of my life, and I'm so thankful for this, but I never actually found myself living up to the standards that my parents set for me. Actually, time and time again, I found myself falling short of those standards. And rather than opening up to my parents about everything that I was struggling with, rather than talking to them, I realized that compulsively lying just became a regular habit for me. I wanted to please my parents in any way possible. I wanted to make them think that I was this good kid, and I thought that if I could make them think that I was just good enough, I could earn the love and approval of my parents. I honestly feared that if I opened up to them and showed them my flaws, I would lose their love, even though this was completely the furthest thing from the truth. With nobody at home to open up to, I began idolizing my friends and peers around me. As early as middle school, I began drinking, vaping, and smoking weed to fit in with other people. And these things were fun for a little while, but when the smoke cleared, I began to realize that I had created some serious addictions in my life. I would show up to school high almost every single day, and almost every weekend I was sneaking out to go party with my friends. And honestly, at this point in my life, I really couldn't imagine another definition of freedom because I was successfully living a double life. My friends and peers around me knew me as this crazy, I like to think funny, kid who would never turn down a good time, and my parents still saw me as their perfect little angel. This didn't last long. However, this perfect life quickly began to fall apart as I would slip up and leave weed in my car or in my bedroom, which, of course, my parents would later find, and this completely killed our relationship. Most weeks, I was grounded for failing drug tests that my parents would give me or for getting caught sneaking out of the house, and they didn't trust a word that came out of my mouth anymore. There was nothing worse than coming home to a family of strangers each and every day after school. I remember one specific day after serving 2 or 3 weeks of my 1 month grounding sentence, I'd had enough. I wrote a note to my mom with tears coming down my face, letting her know that I was leaving for good. I packed a bag, left a note on my mom's bed, and ran out the back door. My plan was to run away from home and never come back. I thought that if I ran away, I could truly experience freedom and have this life that I always wanted, but I still to this day remember the voicemails that I got from my mom. I remember the hurt and pain and anger and confusion. I could feel it through the phone. About a month or two later, when I was out of money, out of hope, but really just to be honest, out of places to stay, I decided to come home. And to my surprise, my parents just embraced me with loving arms. They were simply happy to have their child back. My relationship with my family began to look good for the first time in a long time, but then it was time to go to college, and after never really breaking these addictions from middle school and high school, the first decision I made upon choosing to come to OU was to join a fraternity where, once again, I fell victim to this only life that I had ever really known. And that is until one day, my sophomore year, as I was walking into Nelson Dining Hall, of all places, I met a man named Brandon. Some of you might not know Brandon, and that's a shame, but Brandon asked me for a couple seconds of my time to fill out a short survey about my spiritual life, and I have no idea to this day why I did, but I did, even though I never had any sort of spiritual life or much less a personal relationship with God at all. Brandon later reached out to me and asked to get coffee, and before I knew it, I was sitting in a Starbucks face-to-face with Brandon, trying my absolute hardest to destroy everything that Brandon stood for. For an hour or two, I was drilling him with questions like, how does God allow so much evil in this world, and how could you possibly believe in the Bible? It's like the oldest book ever. And after I had finished with my questions, Brandon boldly shared the good news of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus with me and invited me out to Crew's weekly gathering called 180. I went, and it was here that things would begin to change for me. I remember reading the lyrics on the screen as the worship band played, and I just started to cry. In one moment, I realized that everything I had ever lived for up to this point was completely in vain, completely selfish. All the walls that I had put up around myself to guard me from ever actually being exposed for who I really was, this flawed person, they began to fall. Encouraged by some crew student leaders, I picked up a Bible and began to read every day and ask hard questions about the things I was struggling with. And it was here that Jesus met me, where I was, as a sinner and in total rebellion to him. He gave me a new heart, and he covered me with his grace. And just like with my parents, I didn't have to clean myself up to come to Jesus. Jesus loved me just as I was. Jesus loves me just because he loves me. And just like my parents who set high standards for me out of love, I learned the standards that my heavenly Father has set for me. I learned that I fall short of these standards each and every day, and I absolutely needed his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, if I was ever to have any sort of relationship with him or any life at all. Over the next few months, I would find myself attending weekly Bible studies, which was crazy for the old me to even think about, where I actually was able to build incredible friendships. And for once in my life, I could be the real, raw version of myself, the flawed version of myself. And this encouraged me to go on a spring break trip with crew to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where I even learned to share this good news of Jesus with others. And I couldn't shake the thought that I had to dedicate my summer to God by going to Ocean City, New Jersey, to share the good news of Jesus with thousands of lost college students. And after much prayer, applying, and being accepted to go, I went. And I don't have enough time to talk about what that summer did for me and did for my life. But one of the things I learned is that Jesus has a heart to bring good news to every corner of the world, to every nation. So I want to leave you guys all with a very familiar verse, maybe familiar to some of you, maybe not to others of you, but it's from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, and verse 6 says this: Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." If you take one thing away from anything that I've stood up here and talked about, I hope that it's that. I hope you guys realize that Jesus is life. He is the living water, and you will be eternally thirsty until you come to him and allow him in your life and acknowledge that he's God and we're not, and we fall so short of him. And so if you want to know anything about the life that's found in Jesus, or if you want to know more of my story, if you relate it at all and you'd love to connect with me, I'll be right down here after 180. I'd love to get to know you guys. Thank you.